The doctor was doing that thing where they talk to you but don't look at you, reading my notes on the screen, hitting the return key with increasing ferocity as he scrolled down. "What can I do for you this time, Miss Oliphant?" "It's back pain, doctor," I told him. "I've been in agony." He still didn't look at me.
"How long have you been experiencing this?" he said.
"A couple of weeks," I told him. He nodded.
"I think I know what's causing it," I said, "but I wanted to get your opinion."
He stopped reading, finally looked across at me.
"What is it you think is causing your back pain, Miss Oliphant?"
"I think it's my breasts, doctor," I told him.
"Your breasts?"
"Yes," I said. "You see, I've weighed them and they're almost half a stone. Combined weight, that is, not each." I laughed. He stared at me, not laughing.
"That's a lot of weight to carry around, isn't it?"
I asked him.
"I mean, if I were to strap half a stone of additional flesh to your chest and force you to walk around all day like that, your back would hurt too, wouldn't it?"
He stared at me, then cleared his throat.
How did you...
"Kitchen scales," I said, nodding. "I just sort of placed one on top. I didn't weigh them both. I made the assumption that they'd be roughly the same weight. Not entirely scientific, I know, but..."
"I'll write you a prescription for some more painkillers, Miss Oliphant," he said, talking over me and typing.
"Strong ones this time, please," I said firmly, "and plenty of them. They tried to fob me off before with tiny doses of aspirin. I needed highly efficient medication to add to my stockpile."
"Could I also have a repeat prescription of my eczema medication, please? It does seem to become exacerbated at times of stress or excitement."
He did not grace this polite request with a response, but simply nodded. Neither of us spoke as the printer spat out the paperwork, which he handed to me. He stared at the screen again and started typing. There was an awkward silence. His social skills were woefully inadequate, especially for a people-facing job like his.
"Goodbye then, doctor," I said.
"Thank you very much for your time." My tone went completely over his head. He was still, apparently, engrossed in his notes.
"That's the only downside to the younger ones. They have terrible bedside manner."